Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Hi, BA. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to be with you guys. Always great to be in San Francisco, except the rain is following me wherever I go, man.
And yeah, you've been here, there, and everywhere.
Ooh.
Yeah, what was it like?
Where I go, Papa.
I know. What was it like, and the FAU story, Florida Atlantic, is amazing. But just being at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, I've been there for biggest tournaments, and they love all forms of basketball. But just tell me about the experience you had last weekend, B.A.
Well, one of my favorite moments ever had a Warriors note to it, because Stephen Curry broke the all-time NBA three-point record at Madison Square Garden, and I had a chance to call that game. And that had been, like, you know, one of my favorite moments ever calling basketball in that arena with that player and that record. But this was up there, you know, this kid from Kansas State, Marquise Noel, 5'8", which is generous. And in our game, he broke the NCAA tournament assist record with 19. It was an incredible performance, individual performance. You know, I'm big on the points created stat. He was involved in 63% of the offense for that game for Kansas State in a thriller. They beat Michigan State. So he's from New York City. He's from Harlem. His Twitter handle is at Mr. New York City. So it was all really cool. He became a huge celebrity, obviously. And that was up there, one of the top, you know, two or three moments ever for me. Just a classic game with a classic performance in a classic venue.
Yeah, it was incredible. That no look pass. I don't know if he was arguing with the head coach or not, but that was one of the best passes I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was. He said he was legit. They were legit having an argument on what play to call, and Jerome Tang, the head coach, confirmed that. And he said, "Well, I'd tell you if that was a bit, but it wasn't. We were actually arguing." And he told me the two plays they were arguing over. But he saw his teammate Keontae Johnson cut to the basket out of the corner of his eye, and I think the argument might have put the defender to sleep. But man, he had the magic in him that weekend. I don't know if he'll get a chance to play at the next level. I'm sure some teams will bring him in. He'll certainly be able to play overseas, but NBA level I'm talking. But man, what a performer that he is, and he's 23 years old, been around a while, so I don't know what his professional career is going to look like. So, as we say, the one shining moment was shining down on him, and he had a few of them in the tournament.
Yeah, so FAU a 9 seed with a pair of 5 seeds, Miami, Florida, San Diego State, and then UConn, you know, the one blue blood with all their history, 6 times in the Final Four. So how do you look at this weekend in Houston, you know, not even having a top 3 seed, B.A.?
It doesn't bother me. I'm sure it bothers my bosses a great deal. Ratings might slip a little, but honestly, you know, college basketball is so level right now. I don't know how much you want to get into it, but the transfer portal has really changed the landscape, good and bad. So it's changed that you can quickly build a team like Kansas State did. They had all of their players came out of the transfer portal except two. Or you're having a lot of big programs who are bringing players in from the transfer portal, and you know, it's hard to create chemistry and it's hard to create continuity. And so they're struggling too. So it's not all success stories, which is what you see in the NCAA tournament, the success stories, but there are a lot of teams that wrestle with that as well. And so I think you've got 23, 24 Heck, Kansas State had a guy who was 25 years old playing for them. So when you add in the COVID, everybody got a COVID year, so you can actually add a year, plus the transfer portal. It's pretty wide open. And a team like FAU, and while the Cinderella narrative is an easy one, and, you know, I love that narrative too, but they are not really a Cinderella team. They've won 35 games. They beat Florida this year when they were at their best and looking like a Final Four type team before injuries kind of saddled them. So they've got players who have been around a long time and have been together now. And so, yeah, it just feels like it's all pretty level right now. That could flush itself out here in the next couple of years. But NIL money allows people to stay. There's a bunch of millionaires in South Florida, as you know, and Florida Atlantic is in Boca Raton. So there's a lot of money floating around that used to be those secret bags were handed out. Now it's like, hey, go do a commercial. So there's a good reason for a lot of these players to stay.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
That's a great point. Brian Anderson joining us from Turner just did a great job with the NCAA tournament, a 9-2-5. So FAU as a 9, Miami and San Diego State as a 5, and UConn as a 4. Not exactly the blue bloods of NCAA, but like you said, it's a lot of fun for us. Maybe not for the execs. As far as the NBA is concerned, we've never seen anything like this with just a handful of games left to be sitting where some of these teams in the West are sitting, especially the Warriors sitting at 7 now after Minnesota wins in Sacramento last night. They'd be in the play-in game. How crazy to you is the West right now?
Yeah, it's really, oh my God, I've never seen anything like it. It's going to be a blast for us. I mean, to cover, you know, we're picking up games, changing games just to try to fit them in, the ones that really count. And, you know, it's most of the teams are going to make it in some way. So I think we kind of figured today we were looking at it, 9 teams for 7 spots. But those spots are drastically different, all the way from the 4 spot, which is home court advantage. 5 and 6 are in the playoffs, guaranteed a series. Obviously, 7 through 10, or you can even break that down. 7 and 8, you know, you get 2 cracks at it. 9 and 10, you're just happy to be in. So there's a lot that goes into it. The play-in, I like the play-in. I think it's been fun, and it's kept markets into it. It's kept mediocre teams in it, but it's also it's made the trade deadline interesting, and it has made the end of the season interesting. So, I mean, if you're the Pelicans and the Warriors right now, you could legit go from, if you get on a 5-6 game losing streak, you're basically out. You could be out, or you could certainly be in the play-in disadvantage play-in, which is the 9 and 10 spot, or you get on a little bit of a run, and now you're guaranteed a playoff series, and maybe even you get a home court advantage series, which would really benefit the Warriors, as you guys know and talk about a lot. I mean, their home road splits are crazy. So I guess, you know, I guess it's going to reveal itself here in the next few days, and schedules matter. And that team that just catches fire at the end, teams like Minnesota playing really good basketball right now. You guys just saw them, and then they went and beat Sacramento. The Pelicans, they've won 5 in a row, and they've got probably the toughest road ahead, but it's fascinating, man. I can't wait to see how it unfolds.
I mean, the three scenarios for the Warriors and all these teams you're talking about are playoffs, play-in, or play golf, basically. You could fall from six to out. Use that line tonight, B.A. You can use that line tonight.
I'm going to get that
playoffs, play-in, play golf is the line. Dave Pasch started to go there, but he didn't go play golf. So I that's the line. That's Curry, and you know that from working all this match play. But the game tonight, I mean, the Warriors dropped a game that they had. They had the possession of the ball and the shot clock a little bit over 24. They come in a ghastly turnover at the end, and they get beat. And Minnesota wins last night in Sac, and, you know, now you're behind them. They have a better conference record, so now you're in the play-in. This game tonight is the same scenario with New Orleans. You're a half game up on them, 2-1 in the tiebreaker. You lose, it's 2-2. So tell me more about the Pelicans. Is Zion coming back in a week's time? You got C.J. McCollum. You got Brandon Ingram, Jonas Valanciunas. How have the Pelicans minus Zion hung around 500? They could be in a scenario where they could maybe steal a home court with the Warriors in the play-in, B.A.
Yeah, that's a big piece. And Zion is a major story for two reasons. And I don't think it's the story that most people think, at least from my perspective, is he's a great player, no question. But when he comes back, and they are expecting him to come back before the season ends, Chris Haynes is going to have more on that tonight. He's going to hopefully speak to Zion and others. But so we'll have a little bit better, more detailed info tonight on the telecast. But the word is he's coming back. Now, what kind of shape's he in? What kind of feel does he have? Because really, the Pelican story is Brandon Ingram. He's the reigning player of the week in the West. Had his first triple-double the other night. They're moving the ball. You'll see tonight. So, you know, they're a team that drives. They get a lot of points in the paint. They force a lot of fouls, which they get a lot of free throws. But suddenly they've started to play a little bit through Valanciunas, their big man. And because they're doing that, he becomes the hub of the wheel. Not so drastic like Draymond Green, but in a similar way. And so now with Brandon Ingram having this incredible success, and he is – drawing all this attention. You've got guys like Trey Murphy, who is known as one of the high flyers in the league, was in the dunk contest, but he can really shoot. And this is not a team that takes high-volume three-pointers until recently. Murphy made 10 threes against the Clippers the other night. So they've actually started to morph into what Willie Green would love to be like, and especially his days on the Warriors staff, try to get more into a ball body movement kind of team. And I think they're starting to get there. Now, if Zion comes back, that changes everything for them. So I'm not saying they're better off without Zion by any stretch, but they are better off without a 100% Zion. So really the question is, what is he going to be like when he comes back? How does he thread back in? How does Willie Green thread him back in? And what are the expectations? Because now it becomes a lot of ISO ball, and things change when Zion Williamson is back on the floor. So I don't know, man. I like what they are right now a lot. And Zion can certainly help if he comes back in any kind of form. He's a weapon for sure. But, man, they really are in a good pocket right now. And this is a huge stretch for them. So we're going to follow them. We've got them tonight, and then we follow them to Denver Thursday. And then their home schedule is pretty brutal, too. They've got Clippers, Kings, Grizzlies, Knicks. That's their home schedule coming up. So New Orleans, I mean, this is going to be a major stretch of games here for them. And if they survive through this, then they will certainly earn their place wherever they end up, because that's as grueling of a schedule as there is.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
That's a good point. They've won five in a row, and they have drastic home and roads, not exactly like the Warriors, but certainly if they get some home games in there, especially in the playoffs, they could be something. It was just announced maybe an hour ago that that Kevin Durant's going to come back Wednesday night against the Timberwolves. They're sitting in the four seed right now. How does his return impact the West to you?
Oh, man, it doesn't matter. What it really matters is how it affects Charles Barkley. Because that's all we want to hear. Is,
it all revolves around him, NBA.
That constant war back
that's
and
all
forth.
All we care about is this, Charles and KD's beef. You know, that's awesome. I mean, that's a major impact. I'm a little concerned that he rolled his ankle in warmups. You know, I think that feels like instability to me. I'm no doctor, but you know, in warmups, that's a little bit concerning. So I'm sure they're taking all the measures and making sure he's strong coming back. Phoenix is really good anyway, and they're going to be better with Durant. He is not like a Zion Williamson-type individual because he's great no matter what, and he's great with whoever no matter what. And he's going to have the ball in his hands, of course, but, you know, he's also a really good passer and he's a good rebounder, can be a great defender as we've seen at times. So no issues with trying to thread a guy like Durant back. I don't see that as an issue at all. So I think Phoenix is very dangerous. Denver's the best team in my opinion, but I really do like Sacramento too. You know, having seen them a couple of times here in the last few weeks, I really like what they're doing. I like the way they play. They feel very Warriors-ish to me, and I love that style of basketball anyway. And you know, Domas Sabonis is the new Draymond Green, and he's doing all that stuff that Draymond did so well and does so well. And so I really like Sacramento, but I would definitely put Phoenix in that group as well.
And at some point, B.A., maybe on the road now after losing last night, Sacramento's going to break the longest active playoff drought in the four major sports leagues, 16 years going back to 2006. So you mentioned your schedule, doing March Madness. You got a bunch of TNT games. Are you going to roll through Wrigley Field as the TV voice of the Milwaukee Brewers at all this weekend?
I am. And I can't wait for that. And it's going to be 40 degrees and the wind's blowing 20 off the lake. So, as you know, that booth is probably the worst place in the world, including each pole, to sit in when it's very cold. So, but I am looking forward to it. And I'm doing Saturday and Sunday at Wrigley. And then I'll do Monday and Tuesday Brewers Mets, and then I'll be off. I'm off next Tuesday from TNT, and then I'll pick up again Thursday in Philadelphia. So, you know, they've been great. Both parties have been so good to allow me to do both, and it's important to me to do the Brewers and do both. I only do 50 or so games nowadays, but it's family to me, and I love being with them. And we got a guy named Brian Anderson who's going to play third base in some right field. So we're full of Brian Andersons in the world.
Not enough BAs. So we obviously keep a close eye on you because, you know, the Padres and Dodgers are so strong in the NL West. So we look at the three wild card spots. How do you handicap, you know, St. Louis is very good in your division. Cubs could be better. What do you think the Brewers' playoff chances are this year, BA?
Man, that is so up in the air. This could be an all-time season. And I mean this, too, and like no dramatic salesmanship here. It could be an all-time season, or it could be a complete collapse in trades and a reload. They could go either way because you've got the best starting pitching you've ever had in your franchise history. Yet those guys are all coming up. You traded Josh Hader away last year. That was a disaster. And, you know, the fan reaction was really vile on that. So that's kind of in their minds as well. Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, Lauer, the lefty Eric Lauer. You've got Adrian Hauser who's hurt. But everybody is calling the Brewers wanting to give them the world for these pitchers. And while it's tempting, right now you've got to at least start the season and see where it goes. So I would say, like, more than any other year, this would be my 17th year with the Brewers, so in more than any other year, the first month of the season is actually going to matter probably more than anything, because you're going to find out, like, what kind of team you have. They brought in a bunch of new pieces. They really like their team. I think the anti-shifting rules are going to benefit the team. They're built for speed. They've got all these young, really talented outfielders. Their farm system is top 12 or 15, depending on what you look at. But the best they've had, really, in my time, since the, like, Prince Fielder, J.J. Hardy, Ricky Weeks era, they've got a real farm system now. So I have no idea, Greg. I wish I could say. I think everybody's extremely nervous about this season, but also extremely optimistic, because they could win a World Series with their pitching staff, but some pieces have to fall in place offensively. Obviously, Christian Yelich has to get back on some level, which, you know, he may be. He's had a great spring. They signed Jesse Winker, acquired him in trade. They just added Luke Voit. So they're kind of putting some pieces together, some guys hoping for some comeback years. You know, it feels like the land of the misfit toys right now. So if you hit on a few of those guys, then, you know, then it could be a success story.
Great stuff. BA, great work on the tournament. We're excited to have you in town, and we'll talk to you again real soon. We appreciate it.
All right. Great to be with you guys. See you
Take
later.
Care. Remember, brother, it. Play in, play it, play. Playoffs, play no, no. in, play golf. Playoffs, play in, play golf. That order.
I'm going to write that you down right now.
Playoffs, playoffs, play in, play golf. You don't have to mention me at all. It's the line that summarizes the last 2 weeks.
Well, no, I am going to mention you, because if it doesn't go well, I want everybody to know.
Papa Saj, screwing me up again.
That's a great like one. That's a great point. That's a great point.
The Yoda, yes. The Master Yoda.
You will nail it as you always do. Congratulations,
all right,
brother. Have a great call tonight. Thank
See you.
On the kickoff, even if it's in the field of play, and you take it.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.